Welcome to Cinema Savants, where you're going to get all the movie and TV news you can possibly stomach this week. And you may need, you know, something for indigestion. We got a lot of really weird stuff this week, including the introduction, because I'm the nature dragon, Rob Steele, and he's the axe tornado, Todd Vandenberg. He's also the one who posted that damn wrestling name generator on Facebook this week. I'm blaming you for that. Anyway, let's get into the news. There's a new streaming service, because it's been a week since we did the show. There's a new streaming service. They're multiplying like bunnies.
Yes.
Anyway, new streaming service from Hasbro, which when I first saw this, I went, why? And then it occurred to me, there's a lot of stuff that Hasbro does, TVs and movies. You got G.I. Joe, which was a longer series than people give it credit for, and their movies. You got the Transformers, which, I mean, if you go with the original series, that's longer than people think. And then there's been, what, 7,000 or 8,000 series since then?
At least.
I mean, they're still going, you know, since 1980, whatever, and all their movies. My Little Pony, apparently all the incarnations of that are going to be, I knew there were two. There was like one from when my sisters were growing up and one with my kids. And those are different series. Apparently there's more than that. Do we need another streaming service?
No, I wouldn't think so, but you could probably launch a streaming service just for G.I. Joe or just for Transformers. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but you probably could. Yeah. I can see this working. Won't be getting my
but disturbing.
Yeah, it is. I'm sad.
But I mean, you know, we'll go with another streaming service that has news this week. And CBS really could do this. Just make an entire Star Trek streaming service.
Oh, they could, yeah.
They're not gonna. but news out of the Picard series, casting news, and this one initially made me go, really? And then I thought, you know what? It might work. Bette Midler is joining the cast as the ship's first officer.
That just seems so insane. But
at the same time, I can see it working.
Yeah. How many years was Whoopi Goldberg a cast member? You know, everyone.
I will say this. I was very disappointed when she took off her hat in the first movie. No, seriously, because she had those big hats and there was all the speculation that she was an alien with a big funky head on the back, but they couldn't afford to do it in the show. So when we get to the movie, she takes the hat off and everyone goes, what the hell her head look like? And you go, it's Whoopi Goldberg. What the hell?
That is a disappointment. A sorrowful moment in Star Trek history.
I was very disappointed. Anyway, speaking of Bette Midler, I suppose, movie news. Following the success of Bohemian Rhapsody and the forthcoming Rocket Man and everything, no, that does not mean Bette Midler is getting a rock biopic. Gotcha. We actually asked you, our listeners, to send us who you want to see in a rock biopic, and we have not gotten enough responses yet to warrant telling you who we've gotten so far. Hint, hint, cinemasavants.com. There's buttons for everything. Let us know who you want to see. Anyway, the news is, and we got this instead of what we wanted, because I don't think we wanted this. Chris Evans of Captain America fame has, not the Top Gear Chris Evans. That's a different Chris Evans.
That's Chris Evans, yes.
Captain America has signed on to star as Rick Astley.
Jeez. Well, I guess he's done with Marvel. I mean, all crap.
That makes me something to do.
My man crush, Chris Evans. Rick Astley. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just move on to the next movie, which is another biopic. Sure. Okay. Why not? It's called The Man from Krypton. And no, it's not a biopic of Superman. We've already got a bajillion of those. It talks about the search for the lead in the 1978 Superman and how a little known actor named Christopher Reeves got the role.
Oh, that's crazy. I know a little bit because, I mean, I think he's like in one movie before landing Superman. And we had talked before about, and I think I mistakenly said it was Arnold Schwarzenegger who helped him work out, but it was really David Prowse who actually Vader. Auditioned Vader. Vader trained Christopher Reeve to be Superman, which is even better. And Prowse actually auditioned for the role. He was one of a lot that auditioned and didn't get it because they wanted someone American, which is like, Okay.
I kind of get that, and yet look at who they've got now.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I guess he couldn't do it in an American accent, but that's very cool. Who's going to play Christopher Reeve, though? That's interesting.
Rick.
That'll be fun. No, anyway.
Moving on, but keeping with DC, due to the success of the previews of Shazam, that is very premature if seems you're basing out. It on previews. But DC announced that they're doing a Shazam crossover with Plastic Man, who I think is the other DC. I think Plastic Man is more a comedic hero, question mark.
Yeah, Plastic Man is a total always comedic bit. That's really...
That's going too far.
Yeah, that seems really strange.
But, you know, with DC writing the success of, what was it, the lighter, brighter Aquaman. That's a good way of putting it, I think. Todd McFarlane of different comic fame has reportedly rewritten Spawn, or his Spawn reboot, I guess, which was going to focus on Twitch Williams and Sam Burke, who were basically the cops in the background of Spawn.
Yeah.
And actually, I liked the way it was going to go.
Yeah, you had talked about this, a month ago or something? And it's like, that's a take where Spawn was just kind of like in the background, which is a weird focus. But I could see that it would work, yeah.
Thing is, Jeremy Renner is out as Twitch. And they're replacing Jeremy Renner with Adam Sandler. And Sam is going to be played by Kevin James.
What?
I did not write this.
Why?
It's supposedly going with the lighter, brighter, I guess.
Oh, I almost said something I can't say on this because it's a family show. That is beyond hideous. My stomach hurts now. Oh, my God.
And Spawn will be played by, I lost his name, the Affleck duck. Gilbert Godfrey. Yep. There we go.
Gilbert Godfrey. That would be beautiful. Oh, wow. That hurts.
I really hope I'm making that up.
I was looking forward to this, but... God. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Please, God, please.
Moving on. Because possible spoilers have appeared for Avengers Endgame. This is something that does annoy me because it comes up from third party websites promoting the toys. So I know Lego has done a lot.
Right. The toys come out. Look at this.
Yeah. Although part of me likes this and part of me is going, eh. I don't know if you've seen, you the listener, I know Todd's seen these, in Walmart where you can buy the big Marvel figures that come with a piece of another big figure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to actually get the X-Men one where you build Juggernaut, because that would have been cool. But then I saw a picture of what Juggernaut looked like assembled, and no. Anyway, they're doing that with, it looks horrible. I'll throw this out too. Because I think somewhere there's some mismatched ones because you could build Odin. And Odin had two different heads. You had one with his helmet on and one with his helmet off. Thing is, the eye patch switches eyes on the heads. I've got a picture of that. I'll put it up on the website. Anyway, these figures.
That's sad.
I think it's hilarious. For Avengers Endgame include Professor Hulk, Pepper Potts in the rescue armor, Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyne, and
really,
let's see, what is this one? Thanos holding a broken shield of Captain America, which sounds kind of cool. And the figure you build out of this, and I love this idea, Stan Lee as a Watcher.
That would be awesome.
That would be. Awesome. I mean, I don't think any of that's really big spoiler stuff.
No, most of that stuff I hadn't really heard about the Hank and Janet thing, but. The rest, I mean, they've been talking about that, you know, so it would be worth it for Stan Lee as the Watcher, though. Oh, my God. A giant
if Stan. The figures weren't $20 a piece.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's the part I'm not liking.
Stan's going to be expensive.
That's what, $100 Stan Lee figure, and that's just buying him at Walmart.
Yeah, that's not good.
Anyway, more Marvel news. Moon Knight is likely to be part of Phase 4.
Cool.
Which, I like the idea. Bryan Singer is rumored to be the director, and this is where it turns really weird, and he's taking the character into the world of the LGBT.
Okay. Interesting.
What is it? Zachary Quinto and Cheyenne Jackson are rumored up for the lead.
Okay. I'm fine with the take on the character, because I don't care what the sexual preferences are of a character. You know, it doesn't make any difference.
I don't.
Inclusive and nice tripping anyway, but I don't think you really need a gay actor to play a gay character. That's a little.
Well, I mean, if there's going to, I can see where it would help.
Yeah,
I suppose. Know, if there's a, there's going to be a sex scene, you're going to be the actor in it. There's no stunt double.
Yeah.
And you kind of go,
Anyway, Moon Knight, that makes me happy though.
Yeah.
And Marvel doing it also, which who else would do it? Cause it's a Marvel character, but that's pretty cool. I would get my tickets.
Although they haven't actually said that if it's going to be a movie or a TV show. I'm hoping. See, I'm kind of hoping for the TV show, and that way we can start working on incorporating the other shows.
Yes, that would be awesome. Because
therefore, it can't possibly happen.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Let's see. Other Disney news. They're going to continue their live-action remakes with, really, this is just so bizarre, Song of the South. Most of which was live action to begin with, I thought. Yeah. But there are several sites reporting that Disney has approached Samuel L. Jackson for the role of Uncle Remus.
Okay.
And apparently Samuel L. Jackson told them, you really don't need to make this project. And so they've apparently, I mean, this came out like what, Monday, Samuel's thing on Wednesday, Friday, they announced, you know, maybe we should put this off.
I can imagine his reaction to being asked to play Uncle Remus again, family.
That, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically a live action movie with some, but remaking everything, so why not? But that's I think Mr. Jackson gave him sound advice.
I'll agree. Circle gets the square. other TV news, I guess. Benedict Cumberbatch, whom a lot of people love, including me, I rewatched Doctor Strange this week just because I'm tired of watching Sherlock. He's getting a Smaug spinoff from the Lord of the Rings movie, and this is going to be part of what Amazon is doing with the Lord of the Rings stuff.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be the story of how Smaug, who, I always thought it was Smaug, but Smaug, okay, yeah. Whatever, how he got to be at the Kingdom of the Dwarves. It had a name. I've forgotten what it is.
I can't remember either, but that's something I didn't care for any of those Hobbit movies, because they took, how long is that book? 180 pages. And it's like, oh, let's make three movies out of it. But this I'm interested in. This would be awesome.
I think if you actually pared down the movie to be, you know, an hour and a half thing, hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe a 3 hour movie, fine. But three movies was a bit much.
Yes. But Smaug, that would be awesome.
As long as it doesn't turn into the animated version, which was good. But the narrator, the singing narrator, who was supposed to be a bard, sounded like a goat.
Ooh, yeah.
Through the whole thing. Yeah, that, please don't do that.
No songs.
Oh, let's see. M. Night Shaka Khan's news. Never going to call him his real name again. M. Night Shaka Khan's next project after his limited run series for Apple is reportedly, oh, look, another biopic. Only this one's going to be a fantasy version of a biopic, which I think is kind of interesting. It's going to be for Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, that could be cool.
Two names that are up for the role, James McAvoy and Edward Norton. And I think either of them, this could be really good.
If he stays on his role of making good movies as opposed to The Happening, that could be awesome. That could be awesome.
Avatar, The Last Airbender. No, don't do that.
Jeez. No, do not punish us anymore. Oh, God. That could be sweet, though.
Let's see. Arnold Schwarzenegger's back in the news. He's it's the best I can do with the voice. He's producing a prequel to The Last American, Last Action Hero.
Oh, I love that movie.
Called The Next to Last Action Hero. Because he's that creative. Supposedly starring Jason Momoa.
I love The Last Action Hero. I think it's unfairly overlooked, maligned. I think the movie's awesome. Wow. That would be really cool.
But that's not our only prequel sequel news, though. And this one, I told you this was going to have a weird tinge to everything this week. And this one really qualifies. Spike Lee has it's not a sequel to Malcolm X, but it is called Malcolm M. Which really, it's not a sequel. It's not a prequel. It is a biopic of Malcolm McDowell, because Spike Lee said that he really, really liked A Clockwork Orange. So he's going to be focusing on Malcolm McDowell's life around filming A Clockwork Orange.
Oh, man, that could be.
It could be. It just seems a bit odd.
It seems really odd, but that could be pretty trip doing. Wow. Okay, so a biopic about Malcolm McDowell while he's shooting a Stanley Kubrick movie. Wow. I'm not sure. I don't think that could be a train wreck. It could be kind of like, but that could be awesome.
But it would be a train wreck you'd watch, you know, like it's filled with nothing but balloons, clowns, and White House staff. You know,
yes, I would watch it. Yes.
You'd watch that. As opposed to this next one. And I think, and this is why I threw Republicans in on the crashing train, Fox, in their infinite wisdom, and this is apparently the last movie they're ever going to make, is doing a movie about the Crusades, starring, and they had to be smoking something for this, a movie about the Crusades starring Christian Slater, Christian Bale, and WWE Hall of Famer Jay Raso, because you know who he was in the ring, his wrestling name.
It just dawned.
Axe Tornado Todd Vandenberg. No, his wrestling name was Christian.
Christian. Oh my God.
There's an exterior rumor that says Babylon 5's Claudia Christian is supposedly involved as well. I told you this was a weird news week.
It is a weird news week. Like, here, Disney, take that. I'll market this. Oh my God.
With Samuel L. Jackson as Uncle Remus.
Although I like the cast. It's kind of strange, but that could be pretty
interesting. Kinda.
Yeah.
But let's finish off the show with this, because it's another Christian Bale story, because he is such a versatile actor, because he was the anorexic skinny dude. I've forgotten what the name of the movie is, but I've seen pictures where he's just
Machinist.
The
Machinist. Yeah,
yes. It's painfully awful. Skinny.
He's awful.
He was fit Christian Bale for Batman. Yes. He was fat Christian Bale for Dick Cheney. And now he's allegedly, I guess he's going to gain, 400,000 pounds to play a sandworm in the Dune remake. I guess.
I'm not sure if even Christian Bale can pull that one off.
And you know what? That last one, that's our big hint. Because I know you've sat through the show, and we appreciate that. But look at the date.
So
at least
cruel.
Look at the date the show came out. I don't know when you're listening to it, but it came out on April 1st. None of the stories today were true.
Yes, we're evil.
We are. But no, we had fun. Yeah, Christian Bale is a 400,000 pound sandworm. No. Yeah,
that was a good hint.
But come on. Like the Samuel L. Jackson as Uncle Remus thing wasn't the...
That should have been the
thing. If Fox had done that, you would have gone, oh, yeah, I can see them doing that. But this is Disney. They don't do that.
But a lot of those rumors, some of those would be pretty cool to see.
Some of these would be. I don't know about Chris Evans as Rick Astley.
No, I'm not going to see anybody as Rick Astley. I'm not even Chris Evans. But yeah, pretty cool. And so a lot of fun.
We hope you had fun with the show, because that was the point of this. We will actually be back on Friday with actual movie reviews of a movie that is strangely 20 years old and another one that took place even before that. Even though it's a new movie, go figure. We'll see you on Friday. Until then, you really should get out and go see a movie. Just not one of the ones we mentioned on this show, because they're not real.
Captain, we're losing power in the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed!
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone.
Darn, that's the end.